Blog Talk Radio.
Get it.
dedicated. Come here, pretty hoe. Yeah, sexy bitch, cause you already know I'm a dog. And a bitch is all y'all. Kept me barking and barking like, bitch, let me get them calls. Hell no, puppy dogs can't bark like this. For real, you know what this is. Big dog shit. And I got just what you need, a big dog bitch. And tell the truth, you know you're supposed to be a big dog bitch. Some motherfucker, young dumb fella, cause he put blank on ya. I'm rated R, bitch, nigga put rank on ya. Yeah, I bet you will, but still, I'ma show you how to pay your own bills. Make your own meals by using your own skills. Yeah. Plus, when I bust best dick, you can feel. Yeah. The modern Marvin Gaye, the sexual hill. Yeah. Rated R, C, hemp, you can hear us from the real. Yeah. Coming from the back, all the big dogs want a little piece of that. There you go, tend your toes, here, kitty cat.
You're so cute. Look at that bitch, think she finer than you. Suck in your stomach, baby, do what you do. Girl, that bitch ain't a dime like you. So thick, good lord, backed up, you the center of attention. Restroom full of them alcoholic pissing. Suckers end up missing. Be the hater to submission, no bullshit. From Ballet Park to VIP, I am simply VIMP. Triple spread, pop bottles, and a few G's. Roll up, puff, 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 past some trees. Every pair of jeans got the sharpest crease. Ass so fat, girl, I see your G-string. You my number one draft pick, join the team. Use the whipped cream. Drink them like, boom, boom.
Coming from the back. All the big dogs want a little piece of that. There you go, touch your toes, here, kitty cat. Here, kitty, kitty, here, kitty, kitty. And like, boom, boom. Coming from the back. All the big dogs want a little piece of that. There you go, touch your toes, here, kitty cat. Here, kitty, kitty, here, kitty, kitty.
Hey, what's happening? This your boy Akafu, aka Captain Grabber Booty, aka Mr. Hater Blockers. And right now, I gotta give a big shout out to my dog, DJ Smell Good, smelling gooder than a mug. I am, yes, sir. Hey, Smell Good, go ahead and run that new record, Ride.
Yeah.
I can tell by the way she licks her lips that she really wants to take a hit of this. I'll be the genie that will grant her a wish and give her sexual bliss. I can see that she's ready. She's ready. She's ready. Whenever I kiss her neck and she feel my touch, she opened up her mouth, I said, shorty, please hush. We about to make a movie, don't interrupt. Just shut off your phone, turn off the lights. Gotta make sure that the mood is right. I'm about to give you everything you like. Let the Vicky lingerie fit your body so right. She ain't Hollywood, but she gets so dramatic. Sleep in the morning, we right back at it.
Take deep breath.
Like she asthmatic, got a shiver in and shaking like one of them matic. I'm one of them habits, she'll never quit. Always get high whenever she get a hit. Feeling for the sex, she'll send me a text, that's it.
I can see that she's ready. She's ready.
So much. Look into her eyes, see so much lust. Body of a goddess, face of a queen. Definition of sexy when she in them jeans. An amazing sight when she in them tights. Love it when she wear the heels that I like.
No top, no bottom.
Yeah, that's right. Shorty only wearing heels that I like. Never met a woman that could do it like that. Willing to get it on at the drop of a hat. That's my stone, ready to get it on. Going through withdrawal whenever I'm not home. Cause I'm one of them habits, she'll never quit. Always get high whenever she get it hit. All she gotta do is just lick her lips and that's it.
I can see that she's ready. She's ready. She really wants to take a hit of this. I'll be the genie that will grant her a wish and give. give her sexual bliss. I can see that she's ready. She's ready. She's ready.
Wet Saturday, y'all already know what time it is, man. Going down. DJ Smells So Motherfucking Good is in the building. Shouts out to everybody all the way across the world. Across the world. Y'all's live in the building, man. This is what we do. Shouts out to Aqua Fool for that drop right there. That's that new hit. She's ready. You know what I'm saying? I see I already got my, I got a couple of co-hosts, y'all. I'm, you know, got international co-hosts that come through and pop in and hang out. You know what I'm saying? So got to introduce y'all to my Iraqian co-host real quick.
This is my Italian confidential secretary. Her name is Alotta. Alotta for China.
Come again?
Alotta for China.
I'm sorry. I'm just not getting it. Sound like you said your name was Alotta of, never mind.
Miss Black is in the building, people. Y'all already know. Shots out. Miss Black is in Iraq holding it down. What's up, girl? Hello? You all off cue and shit. You see this shit? You hear this, people? This is off cueism. This is a problem in our community. It's called off cueism. Damn, what the hell going on? Hey, woman, you was live on the air. You out there? Hello? Hello? Where my motherfucking little thing at? I got something for you. Hold on. Oh, I got one of them little... Hello? Hello? No, I got that. Well, then this is what you get. Oh. Oh. Yeah. Well, y'all already know right here, man. Live, we got Miss Black all the way over there in Iraq. You know what I'm saying? Holding it down real big. Shouts out to all my peoples. You know what I'm saying? That was serving HHC-11 Aviation. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to everybody in that whole unit. You know what I'm saying? Unless you was that punk ass candle, kiss my behind, you punk. Y'all already know. We ain't even gonna go there though. You know what I'm saying? We sitting here chilling, you know what I mean? We out the rain, soaking and wet down here, down in Florida, like my dog Goofy Bone like to say, you know what I'm saying? And down in the 81 Trey, man, shouts out to Trey Folk, Hillsborough County, you know what I'm saying? That's what we do. And everybody statewide, St. Pete, Brandon, Lakeland, Polk County, everybody, man, what's up? What's up? Jacksonville, what's up? You know what I'm saying? If I ain't say your name and call into this motherfucker and get your name rep. Fort Lauderdale, Palmetto, all y'all niggas down there, Fort Myers, Miami, what's up? Yeah, all my people's down there. Matter of fact, since I'm already mentioning all the down bottom, let's go down bottom, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to my dog, Pete Wheatstraw. This is how we do it, man. Saturday, you know what I mean? Get your drink, get your stank, get whatever you need. They get low.
Ladies and gentlemen, please report to the dance floor immediately. This is not a test. Please report to the dance floor immediately.
Get loose, get loose, everybody in the club, yeah, and everybody get loose. Dance floor, flat, everybody. with me. I wanna see you two step, not drop with me. Come on, shawty, keep up to the top with me. We gon' bring the roof down, now pop with me. And that's how we do, fade and go two steps, how I do. Brand new girl, jump on, bruh, how about you? Now get
lock it off, back it off. Champagne shots of Patron. Hold up your cup, pour up your drink. The damn flow pack, yeah, I'ma do my thing. Got the party rocking insane. Doors and go-getters all ready to pay. Schools in the crowd, spikes on deck. Mouth full of gold, teeth chains on their neck. Everybody rocking, everybody grooving. Doing their two-step, doing what they doing. I take it to the flow, have a good time. Speedy, we stroke, aim to get down. It's a party, y'all, meantime.
Shouts out to Petey Weed Straw, man. You know what I'm saying? Petey Weed Straw, a.k.a. Mr. 420. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's what we do right here, man. Live in the building. It's your boy, Mr.
Wrecking the Game Entertainment.
Yeah, yeah. That's what they call me. You know what I'm saying? And going down real big, man. Check me out. 34th and Chelsea Street down here in Tampa Bay, Florida. If you just happen to be in the area, you know what I'm saying? Look it up on the Miz app. Look up the Red Zone. You can catch me right there. That is my home, man. Doing what it do, getting it out. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah, I got a new track. I got somebody I'm going to call in a minute. You know what I'm saying? Coming up in about 30 minutes, I'm going to call my nigga Ashwood. Ashwood. You know what I'm saying? Going down real big, man. I'm going to upload another track off of this, you know, Best of Ashwood, No Sleep, bitch, 2009, you know what I'm saying? New mixtape got coming out, you know what I'm saying? Going down, my dog Ashwood be on the grind, though, doing his thing. See if the nigga want to roll up the Cali with me, you know what I'm saying? When we roll, take my artists up there, we going to get it in. Get it in. We'll play that a little later on, you know what I'm saying? Play that wheel. And, yeah, got some news real quick. And go ahead and read it, y'all, man. Put y'all up on some shit, man. I'm only going to read a couple of these topics because a couple of people raised some good points and just use this for yourself. But then, at the same time, hey, this ain't no, it really ain't even a new experiment, you know what I'm saying? Because true enough, yeah, people already been doing that. And I have to make a call to see if that's true. This says Utah has started an experiment for a four-day work week. All right? So workers of the world, blah, blah, blah. A year ago, Republican Governor John Huntsman announced the Working for Utah initiative, essentially putting 17,000 of the state's 24,000 executive branch employees on a 10-hour-a-day, 4-day-a-week schedule. The goal for the cash-strapped state was energy savings. Now that a full year has passed, we checked in on the program back in April and cleared a picture of the benefits coming to focus. So, there we go. We got five reasons. Learning from the lessons of Utah, here are five reasons of TGIT. Thank goodness it's Thursday. 40-day work week. Just might make some sense. But then we also got, you know what I'm saying, every action is obviously an equal reaction. So I'm going to give y'all both sides of the story. You know what I'm saying? Both sides of the story. All right, the first one is energy savings and reduction in carbon emissions. It says by closing offices on Friday, it's cut energy by energy use by 13%. Officials want to bring that down to 20%, but, you know, they're going to work that out. Through the energy savings alone, Utah is shrinking its carbon footprint by about 6,000 metric tons. If you add the gasoline savings from fewer commutes, that number is double to roughly the equivalent of taking 2,300 cars off the road for a year. Not bad. Second one is travel reduction in commuter health. And, of course, you know, fewer workers commute on any given day, there's less traffic. But the hour shift for the four-day crew also thins out the traditional rush hours, you know what I'm saying, speeding up traffic for everyone else. And besides the mental burden of traffic, commuters are exposed to fewer airborne pollutants. And they did a study, California EPA study, found that 50% of a person's daily exposure to ultrafine particles, the particles linked to cardiovascular disease and respiratory illnesses, can occur during a commute. That's when y'all ride with your windows down and shit, and y'all sucking in somebody else's tailpipe. Yeah. And that's when you're getting all fucked up when you get to work and you feel, I can't damn breathe. Yeah, because you've been behind that damn truck throwing all that fucking black smoke poison in your body. Your body ain't had enough time to fight it off yet. So third is a budget boost. It says there are big savings to be had in operational costs when shaving a day off of the work week. As of May, 9 months into the program, Utah had saved $1.8 million on what? I mean, and according to the Governor Hutchman, the cost savings will only grow if the four-day work week is granted permanent status because the state can renegotiate long-term leases and further refine smarter energy heating and cooling systems and buildings. The fourth was happier and healthier workforce. A worker there, Lori Wadsworth, researcher, at Brigham Young University, surveyed Utah's workers. Excuse me, I have to say she was working. She's not a worker. Surveyed Utah's workers who transitioned to the 4x10 schedule and found that 82% prefer it. According to Wadsworth, Utah employees actually show decreased health complaints, less stress, and fewer sick days. And while absenteeism has dropped, productivity and quality of service have improved. Customer complaints, for example, I'm burnt out. Okay, economic stimulus. It costs money to go to work, of course. Commuting expenses like gas tolls, public transfers are obvious. But plenty of workers also pay for 5 days of child care every week. And collectively, Utahans are expected to save $5 to $6 million annually on community alone. Thus, the 4 day work has macroeconomic benefits as well, leaving more cash in the pockets of workers. While we've come take it for granted, the Monday through Friday, blah, 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 has only been the standard since 1938 when the Fair Labor Standards Act was passed. It made plenty of sense at the time and improved the lives of loads of American workers who regularly endured dangerous long hours with scant free time. But in reality, the Monday through Friday grind was rather arbitrary, and as Utah's experiment has shown, it could be time for a rethink. So, right now, El Paso, Texas, and Melbourne, Florida are already trying their own little 4 day week programs, and, Big states with massive public payrolls like New York and California, you know, they, of course, they all also paying attention. So, and they're saying, you know, a lot of people done called them. Now, that's the article. Now, you got a bunch of comments underneath it. You got the first probably 10 comments on it, you know what I'm saying? They're, oh, yeah, I think it's awesome. Interesting idea. I did the 4 week. For 2 years as a high school teacher in Southern Colorado, it was excellent. I spent 2 years coming down. I mean, 2 years. I spent Saturdays coming down, distressing Sundays, truly relaxing, and not thinking about lesson plans for grading, And Monday's preparing for the week ahead. We had 9-hour days, which were sometimes brutal. The 22-minute lunch didn't help, but we had plenty of recovery time. The four-day work week saves money, yes, but more importantly, it saves sanity. Now, these are just different comments. Don't need to read no names. It don't matter. If you want to know what I'm reading, go to www.good.is. Look up the TGIT post, and you can read the article that I'm reading. Check out the comments. Let's see. Further down. I've also heard that many of the workers have increased their volunteer time. Okay. That would benefit everyone. Some might have to adjust to the government being off. Maybe the public sector. See, these are just good ideas. Maybe the public sector could work Tuesday through Friday, and the government would work Monday through Thursday. So we would have access, if needed, to government agencies on our day off. Makes sense, you know. Sure, it will boost the morale of most people to know that they had 3 days off. I know it would mine. I would love to have more time at home with my family. All right, now, with all that being said, all the positivity being said, now you got that was the pros, and of course you got the cons. This chick wrote, and this is a female because he says she a couple of times in here, that pretty lengthy, real lengthy article on here. And then there's another one under here. There's a couple more articles, man. Just go on there and read it. You know what I'm saying? Check out the one that says Cut to the Chase. You know what I'm saying? She got a couple of good points, you know what I'm saying, she's making. I'm going to get right down into, like, to the bottom of it. Two questions come to mind. This is what she said. You have to read the rest of it. Two questions come to mind. What would guarantee that the 40-hour work week would not in time expand incrementally to 48 hours, 52 hours, or even more? Clearly, there is none. What would be the guarantee that the work week went from Monday to Friday to Monday to Thursday, supposedly for the cost savings that may or may not be there in any significant degree anyway, that the powers that be would not also tinker with your salary and cut it back 5, 10, 20% to supposedly offset the supposed value that the worker is getting from this extra day off? Clearly, there is none. You actually be worse off. And again, even what seems like a very great idea in the early months may turn out to be a bad idea over time, and you may feel truly bad physically and burnt out mentally. Then what would you do? Now, this chick says she had worked in that same situation, so, you know, she's giving background. She's saying, then, you know, do you feel like, you know, you really can work like a machine? She said, and it can be that grueling if you are 23 to 26, you know what I'm saying, working in the peak of your health, you know, and that's cool. But from personal experience, you know, what do you do when you're at 37 or 49 or 61 and you're trying to put 10 hours in? You know what I'm saying? Or push 18 hours sometimes. You know what I'm saying? It was an earlier post that also made the excellent point that some professional workers already work 10 hours. And look at their divorce rate and alcoholism and drug rates. So, you know, does this really sound like it was something that would help your family? The other thing, the question is the energy argument. 30,000 scientists have come aboard to question, you know, the truth of many of the energy arguments being tossed around in recent years, which, you know, I ain't even studying that because everything can be running off battery power and they just ain't giving out the go-ahead to put all that out there. So anyways, this reads, but before blackly jumping on a shallow promise of change that may or not be for the better, suggest everybody read up and think, because those who do not do their history are bound to repeat it. Research the reasons why the Fair Labor Standards Act came into being, the related search term, sweatshops, because we're all smart enough, blah, blah, blah. After all, think, if you automatically sign on, if this was really such a great idea, why wouldn't government and industry have come up with it decades ago? Not just a time when the country is economically in trouble and citizens are disappearing in huge numbers and people scared that their job might be next. so more willing to grasp any straw or agree to things that might not be, might not in normal times. They might not in normal times. So are you really sure that there's a proposal with the citizens in mind or maybe some other group? Huh? Thank y'all. Gotta thank. Let's see. What does the other dude say? Hospitals, yeah, but hospitals do. You got nurses. I have to call my homeboy. His mama, she works like that. She do 12-hour shifts. You know what I'm saying? So she works three days a week. But they 12-hour shifts. You get 4 days off. And, but some people can deal with it. But, I mean, it's a lot of stress in that industry, though, still. She'll still tell you, you know what I'm saying? Take you 4 days to come down off of the 12 hours of stress, you know what I'm saying, that you go through. So still got some more. But then this is one good point. What about the impact on local businesses? Restaurants lose a ton of money from missing days lunch rush. Parking lots and garages would lose money. You know what I'm saying? How much, and then the toll, you know, your toll money is lost from the lack of commuters, which would ultimately raise the prices, you know what I'm saying, because of the shortfall. They got to, you know, they're going to try to make up for that lost toll money. That's what's, you know, toll money is supposed to be what's offsetting us for all this other kind of crap we're supposed to have. So-called, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. What was the other one? And then in the article, it states that parents would save by only needing child care for 4 days. However, most centers are only open from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m., which would not fit into a 10-hour day schedule. So if the parent is working longer for 4 days in a row, when will they be spending time with their kids? Also, how many businesses can afford to be closed the whole day? So many offices jobs involve data or a situation that can change hourly. So being totally closed for an extra day may not be an option for many offices. And it also affects the overtime. You know what I'm saying? Making a 4 day work week would remove overtime and make a discretionary spending. You know what I'm saying? So without it, this dude would say, I would have zero retirement savings. Also, I'm accustomed to those hours and definitely time that I'm dragging, simply not able to focus well. But it's usually noticeable, and this is how you got to notice your body. You know what I'm saying? You just have to notice your work habits. He says it's usually noticeable after Wednesday. I don't believe most people can maintain that type of focus sustainably over time. Also, in jobs where safety is a concern, I think the tiredness could be seriously detrimental. I'm fortunate to have some free flow in the assignments most of my time and manage by doing the less challenging work toward the end of the week. You know what I'm saying? And then projects demanding more attentiveness or solid planning are launched, you know what I'm saying, early on in the week. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, when you first get to, you know, work, that's when you get all your, you know, do your big stuff. You know what I'm saying? Then later on, that's just like a workout. You know what I'm saying? You don't go into the gym and lift light. You know what I'm saying? And then when you're tired, start working on heavy weights. You lift the heavy weights, and then when you get tired, you do a whole lot of light weights, and that's how you get your muscle tone and cut. Same thing. Yeah, so you got a lot of ideas, you know what I'm saying? It's already implemented, though. That's really nothing new. I guess I just wanted to read that article because it was, you know, something to read, something to put in your head, you know what I'm saying? But I would say for every job, it's not feasible. You know what I'm saying? I can't see working in the coal mines no 10 hours. You know what I'm saying? I can't see that. Standing up, Burger King and all them type of jobs, 10 hours. You know what I'm saying? Straight. You know, and even the overtime is good. But everybody don't offer overtime. You know what I'm saying? Most people, they don't give you that overtime. They'll give you a day off or some crap like that, but you don't get no overtime. So, with that being said, we're going to get into, this vice grip. You know what I'm saying? Economical pressure, because I like the income low, bills going high. Because, if he ain't working, you know what I'm saying, that's what's going to happen. And if he is working, you know, the bill's still going to be high because the income is still low, you know what I'm saying? So right now you got to get on your government, man, to get the wages up, you know what I'm saying, and talk to your senators, your governors, all them key people, you know what I'm saying? Tell them to wake up. Tell them to stop spending your money, put it in their pockets. Tell them to share the wealth.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This here record, but that old
Record the Game Entertainment
crew. All right, you ready for it? Check this.
I need to make it down and I sell the whole thing. I make money, money don't make me. I'm next to blow.
Man, y'all got the hold on, man. I got some old, I don't know what the fuck going on with this damn browser and dumb shit. Gee, stupid. I had to reset my browser. Crap done locked up on me. I don't know what the hell happened. Also in the news, which is just getting, what? He plays a bully. Oh, man, now they got Michael Jordan. All right, we finna get into some sports news, man. Y'all hold on a second. I got some sports news coming up. Some headlines, people making headlines and all that. Pull my switchboard back up real quick. Get back in action. Yeah, what the hell, fuck that. Sorry about that. Miss Black, you know what I'm saying? Bring you back in just a second. You know you ain't said a word on the show yet, you know what I'm saying? But that's all good. We right here live in the building, always broadcasting live all the way in Iraq. You already know that, you know what I'm saying? Straight from Florida, man. Shouts out to all my peoples around the world, you know what I'm saying? Say the baby, Potter Fresh Jake, you know what I'm saying? Holding it down up there in Texas. My dog Goofy Bone, you know what I'm saying, holding it down, you know what I'm saying, over there in Straight Low Records, California. Yeah, so we're going down real big, man. I'm going to get into one song real quick, I'll try to fix me something to eat. Yeah, now, that's how we do. This is Janu featuring Super D, a little crunk music right here, you know what I'm saying, it's taking over. And this is called She Fine. I'm looking at Miss Black when I say that.
Yo, John New, this is
DJ
Party Time.
Are you the mixer yet?
You're DJ.
Low with it, 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 low
like that. Apple bottom, I ain't never seen a ass that fat. Do a show for the lowest, guaranteed to be packed. It's the king of the club, dog, super deep ass.
Where they at?
Club rocking from the front to the back.
Where they at?
On the floor with a hump in their back.
Where they at?
On the floor when they low like that. Killing that shit and it go like that. Where they at? Club rocking from the front to the back.
Where they at?
On the floor with a hump in their back.
Where they at? On the floor and it's low like that.
Killing that shit and it go like that. Super D, I'm on the grind, I gotta take the streets back. Do a show for the lowest, guaranteed to be packed.
Super D, I'm on the grind, gotta take my streets back. Do a show for the lowest, guaranteed to be packed.
This is crazy. We got Michael Jordan in the news. And, you know, old Mike was supposed to be honored into the Hall of Fame. You know what I'm saying? Congratulations, Mike. But they say, old Mr. Mike, Mr. MJ himself, Mr. Michael Jordan, yeah, they say he went up there and gave everybody his ass a kiss, basically. Yeah, he basically came up there and gave everybody his ass a kiss. Yeah. So, you know, it's all good. He complaining about this, complaining about that. Yeah. I don't even want to read that bullshit. Suck ass Michael Jordan. Suck ass. This is still fucked up, though. I read a little bit about this the other day. Cassius Semenya, the 18-year-old, who was the center of one of the biggest gender scandals in sports history, withdrew from a weekend race in South Africa amidst unconfirmed reports that her gender tests have revealed that she has both male and female sexual organs. Yeah. She was supposed to be competing in the 4,000 meters at the National Cross Country Championships in Pretoria, but coach Michael Sassimi says his runner isn't feeling well. But yesterday, whichever day that was, unsubstantiated reports from Australia and England that Semenya's test showed that she has no womb or ovaries and produces testosterone levels three times higher than a normal woman. The IAAF thinly denies the reports. The organization spokesman says he hasn't seen the results, which doesn't mean he hasn't heard the results. But they haven't said the shit is false anyways. You know, this real fucked up, though, you know what I'm saying? It's just a child, really, 18-year-old child, you know what I'm saying, trying to get their fucking run on. The motherfuckers got mad because over a year, you know what I'm saying? The times got better and shit came out whooping ass and they ain't taking no drugs and shit. They're like, what the fuck going on? You know? But, yeah. So, let's go off of this here. This is in the report. There are three main questions that need to be answered, you know what I'm saying? If she is, you know what I'm saying, you know, a hermaphrodite, one, you know what I'm saying, she won a gold medal, you know what I'm saying, at the Olympics and shit, where they, you know what I'm saying, where they strip of a gold medal, you know what I'm saying, they saying probably, you know what I'm saying, because it's hard to imagine that the IAAF would allow her to keep the gold medal after, you know, these tests revealed, because the rules, and these are the rules, they explicitly state that a gender verification situation has to be approved and overseen by medical authorities. And Semenya didn't do this, so fair or not, a rule is a rule. We should be allowed to run again. The rules, yeah, but she would have to get treatment. It's still fucked up. I mean, you know, what the fuck you mean treatment? Treatment, you know. I ain't helped what the fuck I was born with, you know what I mean? Can't get no treatment for that, you know what I'm saying? But then, you know what I'm saying, the third question is, who knew about this? You know what I'm saying? And when did they know? You know, you know, it reads, we haven't gotten far this far down the road yet, but the next logical step in the progression of this sordid affair is whether there was a cover-up involved. Because regardless of whether the intentions of Semenya and her handlers were nefarious, they had to know of her ambiguous gender. Not having ovaries isn't something that goes unnoticed. I mean, if they did, then at what point did this turn from an unfortunate medical situation into outright deception? If Semenya was an innocent running, was innocent running without knowledge of her condition, then there's not much the IAF could do other than strip her medal and advise her on how to regain eligibility. But if it can be determined that she was running illegally, which would be tough to prove, you know what I'm saying? And this is all coming from the article, but I'm starting to get the feeling that people knew. How else would other coaches have known to order gender tests? Then there could be heavy sanctions down the road. These questions will be discussed in the coming weeks. You know what I'm saying? Blah 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 blah. So that's fucked up, man. That's still fucked up. You know. Just trying to get her run on, you know what I'm saying? You know, and he messing it up, you know. All right. Well, they got old Mayweather and versus Marquez. They in the news. Fight. He gonna fight Snoop Dogg. Mike Tyson and Snoop Dogg square off in L.A. to launch EA Sports' latest video game. Oh, they're going to fight on the video game. Okay. Yeah, it's Mayweather. So, let's see. Yeah, Floyd Mayweather returns to the ring against five-time world champion Juan Manuel Marquez on Saturday, September 19th. Be there on pay-per-view HBO. Nah. Won't be watching that one, but hey, that's in the news. Who is this? Let's see. Yeah, Mike Tyson fights Snoop Dogg.
Hey everyone, it's the summary coming to you from the House of Blues for the world premiere of EA Sports Fight Night Round 4. I'm here with knockout legend Mike Tyson. Now, this is the first time.
This is my confidential reporter.
How do you feel about being part of this game?
Well, I'm very excited. The fact that I'm on the trunk code with Mama Ali is just overwhelming to me, and I'm just looking forward to it to be a success. Speaking from an egotistical point of view, I thought I should have been on the previous one on the front cover. But, you know, I think timing's everything, and it was just nothing more fitting than me on there with my idol, Muhammad Ali.
You're a legend, and you've been in the ring with so many different people. How do you feel about boxing now compared to when you were boxing in the very, very beginning?
It's just a different game now. So until they have a dynamic heavyweight fighter, boxing is not going to live up to the expectation it should.
If you can pick one boxer right now who you think is going to be the next greatest boxer, who would you say right now?
Floyd Mayweather is the greatest fighter right now, regardless he's been out, but he's the best fighter right now to somebody prove him wrong. But Manny Pacquiao is right on the biting edge of doing it. I mean, becoming a real mega star when he has this particular own era, that's pretty big.
Pacquiao, yeah, Pacquiao beast boy, he got some hands on him. Y'all hearing this live, you know what I'm saying? This is off of Yahoo Sports.
You're also going head-to-head with Mike Tyson. No, that's someone that definitely had, you know, his mind geared towards what he wanted to do, and he always, you know, came out on top. How do you feel about going head-to-head with him out there?
I mean, that was, first of all, I'm a fan and a friend of Mike, so that was like a blessing and a curse at the same time because, you know, the fight against Mike Tyson, you know, you could really get yourself hurt, and I really put my best effort into it, and I got the victory, you know what I'm saying?
So let me ask you this, Snoop. So if Snoop Dogg and Mike Tyson went in the ring for real, out in Vegas, everybody watching, who would win?
I would run out the ring as soon as it said ding.
You don't think he can conquer? I think he can conquer it all, though. I mean, come on.
I know. Jeez. The video game, he can get out. But okay. In real life, I don't want no parts of Mike. No way, no how.
Who do you like to play in the game?
It's a character on there named Malice. He looked like me. Actually, he is me. so I like playing with Malice. And then I also like Tommy Hearns, because he was one of my greatest fighters growing up, watching him as a kid. I love Tommy Hearns for Jerry Curl and the Long Reach. Yeah. And then I also fight with Sugar Ray Robinson, because he got pretty hands.
What was it like seeing the crowd and, you know, them cheering for you?
It was pretty fun. It was like
damn, and they had old...
Had
him now? Damn. Sugar Shane Mosley.
Who's the best? Because, you know, everyone has, you know, different weights and everything like that. Is there really a best?
But I think that when you compare, like, whose style can beat mostly anybody's style,
right,
with speed, power, movement, agility, and everything, then that's when they start saying, oh, this is the pound-for-pound best, because this style will match up good with anybody's style.
So if you weren't a boxer, what do you think you'd be doing? Even if it wasn't even a sport, what other things would you love to do?
I don't know. I probably would like to be like an accountant or something.
Accountant?
Maybe.
Do you want
to
be mine? Because I definitely need some help with my finances.
Yeah, so you definitely need some help with your makeup.
Pretty good.
All right, yeah, all right, all right. Fuck that. That was younghollywood.com. Y'all want to see some more of that, y'all go check them out, younghollywood.com. Yeah. So we still up in the building, man. Soaking wet Saturdays. You in the building with your boy. You know what I'm saying? Because it's raining, it's pouring, and I'm about to be snowing. But, I'm not, you know what I'm saying? Because it's a rainy day in Florida. Feel like it's raining all over the world. I said the world. You already know. So I'm here just to, you know what I'm saying, dry out a little bit, you know what I'm saying? You know, keep bringing you a nice little time. Don't forget, if it's not raining in your area, make sure you please protect yourself.
The sun, giver of all life. The Mayans worship the sun. Then they disappeared without a trace. Don't let this happen to you. The fact is, if you spend time in the sun, you're almost certain to die. All leading medical practitioners have determined sun exposure causes cancer and heartburn.
I'm an expert. Going in the sun is as dangerous as smoking or living too near a nuclear power station.
Oh no, not chemo again.
No, never again with tropocarcinoma.
Keep out the sun's dangerous rays with tropocarcinoma. It's a unique blend of coconut oil, zinc, aluminum, boron, magnesium, and other volatile metals to neutralize the sun's rays and form a chemical shield. It's just great for the skin and the IQ. Tropocarcinoma.
I'm a lifeguard and I love tropocarcinoma. I even coat my eyeballs and digestive tract. I'm white as a sheet and shooting blanks. I feel great about myself, and that's important.
A friend of mine asked me, why spend time in the sun if it's dangerous and you don't want to tan? And I just laugh and try not to think about it.
Tropocarcinoma. Give the sun a challenge.
Coming to you live. We got Ashwood on the line.
You've reached Intertwine, the perfect marriage of networking and wine.
No.
Please leave a detailed message and your contact.
What the hell going on, man? Hey, what the hell I'm trying to reach? I reach a motherfucking Ashwood. All right. He ain't answer on that. We got to hit him up one more again. Just letting y'all know, man, all my homies out there, you know what I'm saying? No, it's the weekend, you know what I'm saying? Get out there, be safe, you know what I'm saying? Y'all looking for a hot place to go? Go check them out, please.
What is a gentleman? He is kind, polite, and stands by his word. He is well-dressed and treats a lady with respect.
Want to be a gentleman? Pay a woman the ultimate compliment by shoving 20s in her pants at the crazy cut. Oh,
tonight and every night, your luck is in town at the crazy cut, where the ladies are beautiful and, oh, so very friendly.
Come on, boys. I'm waiting for a gentleman like you.
The person you have called is unavailable right now. Please try again later.
You feel exactly what you're not. A lady killer. It's the gentleman's choice. And a lady always loves to be noticed.
Woo-wee! Titties! What could be more gentlemanly than staring at silicone breasts while my wife is playing slot machines?
Nothing.
I'm here for a conference. What about my colleagues?
I'll make you all feel special, one after the other. Just give me money.
Yes, bring your clients. After all, once they see how drunk and horny you get over a pair of fake bazookas, they're sure to take your professional input seriously. What gentleman wouldn't?
Well, a lady likes to be treated.
Only at the Crazy Cock.
But partner, you like my cousin, we was raised on this. It's to the point we can slap some mayonnaise on this and make a French roll rap combination play. Then consume 4,080 of them a day with no radio play. Couldn't survive on push it. Rap let us know the tech nines in the bushes. And before we caught a chokehold, let us know about the mofo po-po. F who, F you and what you hollering about. I'm offended, I wanna watch my homie mouth out. You finna get it with the soap and the brush, you heard? And when I'm through, everybody turn to cuss word. Verse 2, it was once written long time ago. We gon' rap till we 101 years old.
I got married to this rap game back in the day. Until death do us part, I ain't backing away. So it won't stop till it ain't none left. Death owe my last rhyme, I'll be my last breath. I got married to this rap game back in the day. Until death do us part, I ain't backing away. So it won't stop till it ain't none left. Death owe my last rhyme.
With a cane like my middle name is Old Dog. And what y'all should say about my mama? Rapped and went from poker, got the players popping collars. Broke rappers the ballers, same ballers the bosses. Studio apartments to $1 million houses. Novas and navigators, homies and the haters. You really wonder why I shake my money making? Cause the track keeps calling me, I'm hooked, man. Hold my ad-libs while I spit some flame. Back in the day, they would've called me a rhyme sayer. Now all y'all throw y'all hands in the air. Like mind control on top of the scratch. It's like bling bling, can you ride that? It's like an icon for all these kids. Man, it's like that, that's the way it is.
I got married to this rap game back in the day. Until death do us part, I ain't backing away. So it won't stop till it ain't none left. Death owe my last rhyme, I'll be my last breath. I got married to this rap game back in the day. Until death do us part, I ain't backing away. So it won't stop till it ain't none left. Death owe my last rhyme, I'll be my last breath.
Hi, I'm BJ Smith. In my long and illustrious 3-year career at the top of pro football, I whooped some serious ass and got paid for it. They didn't call me death in tight pants for nothing. When you have such a rewarding career maiming others as I have, you know how to stay fit. Through running, wrestling, stuffing 20s down panties of foxy strippers, firearm training, nasal sleep, and beating the hell out of your fellow man. That's what keeps me healthy. And now, using training methods I perfected, it's going to work for you. With BJ's Fit for Football, watch those pounds fall off. I'm down to 300 pounds using exactly the method I demonstrated on tape. I mean, who are you going to trust to get you fit? A man who can rip your arm off and beat you with the wet end? Or some aerobics instructor who wouldn't get drafted by the local hopscotch team? Hell no. BJ's Fit for Football, out now on Beta and VHS. Remember, to win a game of football or life, you have to annihilate everything in your path in a blind rage.
I'm drunk. drunk as hell. I don't give a fuck. I only say it once. You only get one warning. Next time I knock you on your ass, you'll be snoring. Bros, bros, goofy boning in the sky. We coming harder than ever. It ain't no lie. Make way for the fucking kings. Move aside. This that real street music. Enjoy the ride.
Wanna come to my hood up in Northern Cali? We got so much bread, we're all a little thick, cause we're all home fed. Speaking of thickness, look at this wad. Selling cocaine is a motherfucking job. I'm still in chucks and I rock my dickies. I'm big and tall and always mean like them whiskeys. Always on the streets, you gotta be mean, cause motherfuckers will try to take you from your dreams, stab you in the back and let you die. I'm still alive, so let me ride through the streets to the blocks and downtown to the tank. People tripping off the doubles I'm bringing to the bank, and that's how I do it, straight from the streets. I'm always glocked up just in case you got me.
That's Straight Lopes Records right there. You know what I'm saying? That's that Cali music that we be playing. Oh, you know, I play everything. As long as it's indie, it don't offend me. You know what I'm saying? That's real. I'm going to bring y'all some old crazy, wacky, weird, fun news. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah, that's what I do. The latest crazy world news. Let's see what's going down here. Take a sip of my pimp juice. Oh, man, that is too nasty. That has got to be a Photoshop picture. Oh, man, that's got to be a Photoshop picture. There's no way that dude is that fat. Oh, man, ain't no way that dude is that fat, man. And the way somebody let that man get that fat. No damn way, man. Oh, Superman can't wait for microwave. French fries and ketchup. Night Rider 2008 teaser. Crazy extreme skin tattoo. What the fuck is wrong with her? How drunk do you have to be? They are doing carving now. This got carved in her damn back. This bitch got a damn tree carved into her back, literally carved in her, her skin peeled off. And this shit is carved in her back. And y'all fucking serious? Y'all motherfuckers crazy, man. Like, fools, y'all do some real crazy shit. Wow. Yeah, alright. Ain't no way this dude that fat. Yeah, whatever. Ain't that fat. Alright. Y'all suck. Alright, where's Nutty News at? Let's go to Nutty News. Let's see what this is. I find little crazy articles, you know, here and there, man. Thanks, you little family horrified after restaurant bill makes clear what waiters thought of Molly, too. What? Hell yeah. But they almost died. Hell no. Man acquitted of endangerment, but his animals died in custody. It's like that. Oh, man. And, police free 9 from fake Big Brother house. Pigeon transfers data faster than South Africa's telecom. And, Darren Brown predicted the lottery. Colossal Apollo statue unearthed in Turkey. Repetent man breeds 4,600 scorpions. Metro West shocker, security cameras are fake. Oh, that's fucked up. Let's check that out. See what happened there. This is in the Orlando Sentinel. It's down here in Florida. This says security cameras that developer Kevin Aziz had installed in Metro West turned out to be empty boxes not connected to any monitoring system. Yeah. 3 years ago, Metro West was hit with a crime wave in the sprawling West Orlando community. There were rapes, daytime armed robberies, assaults, and a homicide. The shooting death of a young newlywed just outside his Metro West apartment. Residents, business owners, and real estate brokers all turned to the developer of the community's Miranda Park Town Center, Kevin Aziz, asking that something be done. Aziz promised an aggressive security plan, about 40 or so infrared security cameras along the major thoroughfares to be monitored by security, a sophisticated three-dimensional crime tracking program to monitor crime, and 16 off-duty police officers to beef up patrols day and night. Now, residents have discovered all of the security cameras that Aziz had installed are fakes. Empty boxes not connected to any monitoring system and without any working parts. The crime tracking computer program was Google Earth, an online maps program. The number of off-duty officers never reached more than 6 and has dwindled to just a couple. Starting October 1st, it will be just one officer. The newly reconstituted Metro West Masters Association Board, which governs 1,800-acre development with about 12,000 residents, is working to have real security cameras wired directly to Orlando Police Headquarters, according to the new board president, Jeremy Hollis. We believe that the mock cameras are a liability risk. We have a security assessment underway, and we have a $120,000 budget budgeted to purchase and install real cameras. About a dozen of the 28 neighborhoods within the Metro West have working cameras and private security patrols, but they don't cover main roads and thoroughfares. The fake cameras were installed on utility poles without Orlando Utilities Commission's permission. Orlando Police Captain John O'Grady said that in some settings, fake cameras can be appropriate, but such as for decoys for hidden real cameras to catch shoplifters, Yeah. But outdoor fake cameras can give people a false sense of security. That, you know what I'm saying? Like in a shopping center or something. Yeah, I would understand that. But hell no, not when this is getting openly and fucked up on the streets and you have to keep a track of that. That seems kind of ludicrous. I think that dude should have got his ass fired. I can't believe it. What else is going to happen around here? You know what I'm saying? One of the residents saying all the residents are stunned. Zeus, who remains on the Masters Association board, didn't respond to inquiries from the Sentinel. He is involved in numerous lawsuits, foreclosures, and bankruptcies involving his half-built $700 million Veranda Park Town Center. A lawsuit by some residents alleges that he misspent more than $2.3 million of association dues money, which he probably did. The association now worked with Orlando Police to get updated crime stats. And O'Grady said the new cameras also will be connected to the department's IRIS, Innovative Response to Improve Safety program. Will work. Hey, that's crazy, man. Google map to track crime. Oh, man. That is crazy. They was paying. Which now that tells you right there now, people just still ain't understanding that Google Earth, man, you pay $400, you can damn near look at anybody's house, you know what I'm saying, from your laptop, your desktop computer. So, I mean, your privacy is limited, man. You really ain't no privacy. People just walking around thinking that, you know what I'm saying, they doing things behind closed doors. Really ain't nothing done behind closed doors. That freedom is taken away from me a long time ago. But, hey, keep doing you guys, okay? Keep doing yourself, all right? Don't worry about that. Everything will be all right. All right, and that was coming from the Orlando Sentinel, man, giving y'all a little update. That was a crazy story. Yeah. Let me read this one real quick. That sounds kind of funny. Thanks, you little fucker. Hell no, family horrified after restaurant bill. Part of Molly, too. Let's fuck this. Come on, man. What the hell going on, man? Let's go. I'm a man in danger. All right, here we go. 300 to 500 turtles seized from Steve Sandhoff died. Oh, okay. When Steve Sandhoff's rare and endangered turtle collection was returned to him last week, it should have been a victorious moment. But Sandhoff is far from happy. While the Georgia Department of Natural Resources has given back 128 of about 500 turtles seized from Sandhoff in 2005, along with 14 hatchlings that were birthed in the interim, more than 300 of the turtles the amateur herpetologist lovingly tended to for two decades have died. The state puts the death toll at 309, but Sandhoff claims the number is 362. Because I gave you 500 and I only got 128 back. Do the math, duh. The other turtles were whisked away only to be returned maimed or deformed. They are not beautiful turtles anymore, Sandhoff said. It's almost sad to look at them. They are scarred and pitted, and one of them had their leg bit off by an otter. When asked about the turtle deaths and ailments, State DNR spokesman Rick Lavender said, "Because of the pending litigation, we can't respond to the questions about the type of quality of care of the turtles." State and federal wildlife officers confiscated turtles from Sandhoff 37 of Lawrenceville as part of a criminal investigation into allegations that he illegally possessed them. A Gwinnett County jury acquitted Sandhoff of criminal charges in February of 2008, but the state still has not returned all the turtles, including three different species of map turtles valued at between $100 and $350 each, and several alligator snapping turtles. Lavender said 47 of the shelled back critters are protected species in Georgia, protected species in Georgia remain in state custody. Those turtles have been farmed out to the Chattahoochee Nature Center in Roswell, the Charlotte Elliott Wildlife Center in Mansfield, and the Savannah River Ecology Laboratory in Aiken, South Carolina. Sam Hill believes that there are only 44 turtles still in the state custody. He said he plans to proceed with a lawsuit. Damn right. And two lawsuits in federal court. Lawsuits aim to get the remainder of his turtles back, and they also seek seeking more than $1 million in damages to compensate for the loss of the turtles and civil rights violations he claims to have suffered regarding the legalities of the search warrant. He gonna get it too, which is so crazy. Wow. Yeah. It's weird. All righty then. Let me see how you score when you play the final five challenge game. Oh, wow. Okay, I don't feel like playing games with you. Atlanta police raid a gay bar and arrest 8 people. Not going to read that one. No, that doesn't interest me. That's not wacky enough. So, what we will do is go ahead and get back into another cut. You know what I'm saying? And this is Trill. We're going to play some Trill right up in here, man. I still ain't got my Purple Skies uploaded yet, but I'll get some Trill going off. You know what I'm saying? Smoke them if you got them. Pass the dro right here on Wrecking the Game. Radio.
This is another trip.
Yeah.
The nigga man on the track. Ride on the guitar. Shit, fuck with it. Just pass to me, yeah, pass the throw. Me and my nigga, we love to smoke. Yeah. All day we getting high, from a lap to down on the back of the road. Yeah. Just pass to me, yeah, pass the throw. Me and my nigga, we love to smoke. Yeah. All day we getting high, from a lap to down on the back of the road. Just cop to me, but I want some dro. That regular shit just don't cut it no more. Niggas claim they blowing fire, but a nigga like me, I can smell your lies. I'm used to me, so can't give a swag. If you got some dro, I want to get a bag. I keep a piece white eye for that. Bust it down the back, cause I'm about to enter my sack off in this blunt. I fight it up and inhale and let smoke caress my front. I ain't gotta stir a lie, but a nigga gotta have the best. If it's kids, then you gon' choke when that smoke enters your chest. Yeah, that's what I need. That's right, my nigga. No sticks, stems, or seed. No sacks full of shade. Just jaws full of bud. So keep it in mind when you're fucking with me, cause a nigga don't blow no duds. So fire it up and pass it to me, cause a true nigga gotta stay blow. Gotta stay blow. I gotta stay blow. Just pass to me, yeah, pass the throw. Me and my nigga, we love to smoke. Yeah. All day we getting high, from a lap it down on the back of the road. Yeah. Just pass to me, yeah, pass the throw. Me and my nigga, we love to smoke. Yeah. All day we getting high, from a lap it down on the back of the road. I get high, nigga, I get blow. I keep that reefer smoke blowing out my nose. Nigga, how you want, but a nigga like me smoke till all the wood gone. I'm a weed head, my niggas are out, need more than the zone. Yeah. I'm talking pounds, the boy, I need good to get high. For smoking bullshit, cause I keep a sack full of that fire. When the men draw some perk, I'm gonna keep my blunts full. I smoke the blunt in the parking lot, and the whole crowd out and cool. Hell no, treat this blunt for me and my folk.
Okay.
If you got some chain with 10 on, then you can hit my dope.
I got
don't 10. Think a nigga been green, this is good, thanks that I blow.
Hurt.
So roll the white eye and let the reefer smoke flow. Nah, I'm high. And I'm blow.
I'm
looked
low.
At my stack and seen I had one more.
One
roll
more.
The blunt and fired it up. Now me and my nigga, we both fucked up. Just pass to me, yeah, pass the troll. Me and my nigga, we love to smoke.
Yeah.
All day we getting high, from a lap it down on the back of the road.
Yeah.
Just pass to me, yeah, pass the troll. Me and my nigga, we love to smoke.
Yeah.
All day we getting high, from a lap it down on the back of the road.
Yeah.
Yeah, nigga, we still smoking. Every day. Now y'all just feel my homeboy Brian on this motherfucking guitar. This some trill shit, nigga. Plus Gray Danger. Nothing but a motherfucking classic. Shit. And I'm finna go smoke, folks. And I hope you smoking too. Keep it 100, nigga. Trill.
every hoe is just a dollar in the dice game. A player dumber than another, pick it up, then he keep her in his pocket till she running out of luck. And I don't care if you don't like me, white TP coat and some Nikes in that double Glock kill, that's all black. That's the reason why you're busy loving on the crack. Walk getter, Alan Rock the Hostetter, West Coast, and we living like some box players. And down the street, and we're going at the track. Straight look at the boys, what you know about that? Me come and go, push the start button, switch spokes some more. Look, leaning out the fence lane with the band, little bitch, we like to push and play. Plus, she's the type, yeah, to go for a break, keep moving that way, yeah, yeah. I'm not young.
You know we get it out here in the 408, switching them lanes on the interstate. North 101, North 680, Eggs and McKee, make a left on White. That's where you'll find me, making that Gouda with them gutter boys, homeboy, thought you knew this. We get to it, handle that business, catch me on the dance.
Crazy reading. Check this out. This is off of allweirdnews.com. This says weird advice on how to win any argument. Yeah. Dude say make things up. He say you never lose an argument. His first rule of thumb is to make things up. Excuse me. That's what the beard does. Brings things up. yeah. Suppose in the Peruvian economy argument, you are trying to prove Peruvians are underpaid. A position you base solely on the fact that you are underpaid. And you're damned if you're going to let a bunch of Peruvians be better off. Don't say, I think Peruvians are underpaid. Say, the average Peruvian salary in 1981 dollars adjusted for the revised tax base is $1,452.81 per annum, which is $836.07 before the means gross poverty level. Note, always make up exact figures. Well, I don't know what the hell you just said. If an opponent asks you where you got your information, make that up too. Say, this information comes from Dr. Howell T. Moon's study for the Buford Commission published May 9, 1982. Didn't you read it? Say this in the same tone of voice you would say, hey, you left your soiled underwear in my bathhouse. All right? Then also use meaningless but weighty sounding words and phrases. Memorize this list. Let me put it this way. In terms of vice advice, per se, as it were, quote, so to speak, you should also memorize some Latin abbreviations such as QED, EG, and I.E., you know, all the for et cetera. These are all short for I speak Latin and you do not. Here's how to use these words and phrases. Suppose you want to say, Peruvians would like to order appetizers more often, but they don't have enough money. You never win arguments talking like that. But you will win if you say, let me put it this way. In terms of appetizers, vice a vice, Peruvians, quote Peruvians, they would like to order them more often, so to speak. But they do not have enough money per se, as it were, QED. Only a fool would challenge that statement. Yeah, because you would lose. A couple of people said some shit like that. Use snappy and irrelevant comebacks. You need an arsenal of all-purpose irrelevant phrases to fire back at your opponents when they make valid points. The best are, you're begging the question. You're being defensive. Don't compare apples and oranges. What are your parameters? This last one is especially valuable. Nobody, other than mathematicians, has the vaguest idea of what parameters mean. And here's how to use your comebacks. You say, as Abraham Lincoln said in 1873, your opponent says, Lincoln died in 1875. You say, you're begging the question. Like, what the fuck is it? You know? Or you say, Liberians, like most Asians. Your opponent says, Liberia is in Africa. You say, you're being defensive. Or, in the ultimate, compare your opponent to Adolf Hitler. This is your heavy artillery. When your opponent is obviously right and you are spectacularly wrong, bring Hitler up subtly. Say, that sounds suspiciously like something Adolf Hitler might say. Or, you certainly do remind me of Adolf Hitler. You now know how to out-argue anybody. Do not try to pull any of this on people who generally carry weapons. Oh, man, that is crazy, man. Wow, this is amazing. A girl with two hearts amazes doctors. This is an amazing story. Hannah Clark is a 16-year-old with a shy laugh and love of animals and babies. She likes to do a lot of crap. But she's no ordinary teenager, and her normal life could not have been possible without a unique, life-changing heart surgery. 1994, she was 8 months old. Hannah was diagnosed with cardiomyopathy, an inflammation of the heart muscle that impairs the heart's ability to work properly. Hannah's heart was failing, and she needed a transplant. But instead of taking her own heart out, doctors added a new donated heart to her own when she was just 2 years old. The so-called piggyback operation allowed the donor heart to do the work while Hannah's heart rested. But Hannah's was not in the clear yet, as with any organ transplant. Hannah's body was likely to reject her new heart, and she had to take powerful immune suppression drugs. Those drugs allowed her body to accept the donor heart, but also led to cancer and yet another medical battle for Hannah that lasted for years. Nearly 11 years after receiving the extra heart, there was more bad news. The immunosuppression drugs were no longer working. Hannah's body was rejecting the donor heart. In February 2006, her doctors tried something that had never been done before. They took out the donor heart. Doctors theorized that the donor heart had allowed Hannah's heart to rest, recover, and grow back stronger. Now, for the first time, Hannah's father, Paul Clark, describes the agonizing decision the family had to make at the time. If she never had done it, she wouldn't be here. In the very beginning, it was a 50-50 chance she was going to make the operation. But in the next one, it was even greater because it had never been done before. But we had to take that risk, he told CNN. The doctors were right. 3 years later, Hannah has 3 years later, Hannah has no need for any drugs and has been given a clean bill of health. The operation was a success. And it means everything to me, Hannah told CNN after the Pioneer operation. I thought I still had problems when I had this operation done. I thought after the heart had been removed, I thought I'd have to visit hospitals. But now I'm just free, she said, smiling. Dr. Majdi Yaqub performed Hannah's original transplant and came out of retirement to perform the second. The possibility of recovery of the heart is just like magic, Dr. Yaqub said at a media conference. We had a heart which was not contracting at all at the time. We put the new heart to be pumping next to it and take its work. Now it is functioning normally. The findings have been published in the British Medical Journal. This seems like a true miracle. I am curious how the old heart was able to still beat because you think as a muscle that was not being used, it would have went into atrophy, which, you know, atrophy means it freezes up after a while. Your muscles go into atrophy. If you don't use them, you know what I'm saying, they'll stiffen up, and that's basically what atrophy is. Shit stiffens up. Yeah. Wow, that was crazy. What happened here? We have a strange bar mitzvah. It was a scene of a sacred Jewish ceremony of boy crossing the path into adulthood. The young boy read from the Torah during his bar mitzvah. His guests enjoyed a catered kosher spread, and the proud father returned to his cell. Okay. The party for the son of a convicted scam artist was held at a New York City jail, and the city taxpayers paid overtime for some of the jail staff to help out. Yes, New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg was fuming Thursday after learning of the Jewish ceremony celebrating the boy's coming of age held at the Lower Manhattan lockdown known as the Tombs. A correction department spokesman confirmed that 5 staff members were disciplined over the December party, which was reported in the New York Post on Thursday. Bloomberg said the bar mitzvah should not have happened. I don't care how you sugarcoat it or how you define it. It's sort of through the looking glass, the mayor said, adding that the city department of investigations was looking into the incident. The bar mitzvah host, Tuvia Stern, was accused by 1989, along with his brother Ephraim, of stealing $1.7 million through 2 scams, including a bogus deal to lease back office equipment and a check-kiting scheme targeting Morgan Guarantee Trust. So while out on a $250,000 bail, Tuvia Stern fled to Brazil with his wife and 5 children. Stern was detained in 2006 while trying to enter England and was returned to the United States last year. He pled guilty earlier this year to bail jumping and the grand larceny from the 1989 incident and indictment, and he was sent to Woodburn State Prison in the Hudson Valley in April. The bar mitzvah took place December 30th in the jail's gym. About 60 guests attended, and Stern was allowed to use his own kosher caterer. Stern also was permitted to swap his jail garb for more festive clothing, and guests kept their cell phones, which normally are not allowed in city jails. A popular Orthodox singer, Yaakov Shweki, performed, and the party was so successful that Stern held a small engagement party for his daughter at the same venue 4 months later. Rabbi Lee Glantz, the chaplain who arranged the bar mitzvah, was suspended for 2 weeks, and 4 other staff members lost 2 weeks of Vatican vacation each. Oh, Vatican. Vacation each. Correction Department spokesman Stephen Morello said he could not comment on the incident beyond confirming that several correction employees worked overtime and that some correction officials were disciplined. Damn. I guess this scammer used some of his ill-gotten loot to bribe the powers that be. Dang. That is crazy. What the hell? Dang, nah. Well, he busted him at the barbershop and even offered them $1,000 cash to let him finish his hairstyle before he took him away. Damn. That's fucked up. Does something dumb. Dumb bitch. Man, this chick stupid. To call this one out of a BS, out as BS, or this teenager is just a tad dumber than most. Personally, I think some of the stars look raised, like they are done with paint and not a tattoo. But anyways, does she not realize she's putting 50 plus and not three tattoos? Yeah, she got stars all on her face, on the whole side of her face. Yeah, she looks like a walking constellation or some shit. Yeah, that's your crazy news. Don't forget cell phone, all you iPhone theft users. If you're looking for some theft protection, they have a new cell phone. It's a dummy cell phone. It looks like it's made by Motorola. It's just like a kiddie phone, but it actually hides your iPhone inside of it, so it slides out on the side, and then you can slide it back in. Hey, I like that idea. Hey, shouts out to allweirdnews.com. You can get all your kind of weird news right there. And shouts out to Ms. Black in Iraq. You know what I'm saying? I've been holding down with your boy the whole program, man. Appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? Much love. You know what I'm saying? Y'all excuse us for a minute because we got to go work out.
up again, I ain't ready to go. We can drink some old liquor, roll a blood of that drove. But naked, no clothes, I mean you pussy hoe. Eat it up, suck it some more. Baby, let me fuck again, I ain't ready to go. We can drink some old liquor, roll a blood of that drove. But naked, no clothes, I mean you pussy hoe.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? This your boy, Bessie, total package. This what I do, so smooth production. My boy, Ed Cruz on the shred. We here now.
Yes, my name is Janu. I can hypnotize you. My words are seductive. My body's so luxurious. You see me back it up. He said you make me wanna touch. Please don't stop dancing. I wanna eat it up. The way I'm popping my hips, I guess I'm just too much. Being so scared, know the thugs love that stuff. I know a lot of girls out here that really hate me. I sound too hard and they just can't take me. I got dark brown eyes and thick juicy thighs. Black straight hair, booty all everywhere. I got pink fingernails. Drive a black Mitsubishi. You see my face now, see me on the TV screen. Guest artist appearing on BT. Don't try to sweet talk me like I'm an easy chick. It's 2006 and no, I'm not having it.
You can say what you want about child, which I knew was a damn reptile.
A lot of dudes love me. No, I'm not ugly. I make you adore me. Yeah, I'm a lioness. Wow, you can feel my rage all in my lyrics. I'm so damn exquisite. Yes, I'm exotic. Yeah, look at my body. I'm outrageous. So damn contagious. The name is Shinu. Please let me introduce you. I run with the Drake boy. Yes, I'm a Drake girl. I tell you off top. Yeah, yeah, I've been high. I reported for the first time in 99. I had a few problems. Now I'm back to get mine. Just me and me. The hot track and I bet I'll rip that. And when I get done with that, she's gonna say, damn, she did that. I'm no joke, I got power like that crystal coke. Coming in, call Steve from the Viennese. And I'm puffing on that fire looking Chinese.
You can say what you want about child, which I knew was a damn reptile.
My name is not Kaya. It's Janu, and yeah, I'm known to spit fire. When I get caught, the girl flip off the wire. No, I don't walk around with low self-esteem. Because deep in my heart, I feel like a black queen. Besides, I got major goals and dreams. I'm talking about I want to do amazing things. I don't mess with no lanes. My dude gotta be the boss. He can be raised in the South. I come from up north. Yeah, I love me a beef. Hit the game for the street. You ever walk past a group of dudes and had them all spring damn. Look at her body, she must be some kind of stripper man. No, I ain't got no time to be faking and wasting. I'd rather go out and make some big faces. I'm so hungry for the fame that I swear I can taste it. And when I do, I pray to God that I do make it.
You can say what you want about child, which I knew was a damn reptile. You can say what you want about child, which I knew was a damn reptile.
South Africa threatens to start World War III. Damn. Six tests reveal that South African runner is hermaphrodite, having both, South Africa condemned the international media reports, and an invasion of the teenager's privacy threatened a third world war. If the, is the, man, shut the hell up with that old dumb shit, no motherfucking war. Shit, y'all know y'all pulled some old shit. You know she was a motherfucking he sheet. You motherfuckers tried some shit. Man cited under the 1887 profanity law. These are all news coming from nuttynewstoday.com. This is in Winona, Minnesota. Authorities in Winona, Minnesota said a man was cited under a seldom enforced 1887 city code banning profanity in public. Police said Lucas Charles Wilcox, 19, allegedly shouted vulgarities at a police officer who gave him a ticket for drinking at a party, resulting in citations for swearing in public and being a public nuisance. Yeah. Yeah. Damn, I need to say that. No profane language allowed. Yeah, man, to use that one on the show, you know what I'm saying? And, yeah, that's funny that I've ever used that one. Appreciate that. This silly dumbass. Woman accidentally throws away life savings. In West Sussex, Great Britain, scavengers hoping to find a plastic bag filled with $20,000 and $20,002 in cash are being asked not to hunt for it at a landfill site. A very confused elderly woman reportedly lost the money, her life savings, after mistakenly dumping the shopping bag in a garbage can, Sky News reported. The garbage was then collected and taken to a landfill site. Yep, all right. What the hell, level? What the was her money doing in a damn trash bag? Are you serious? In 2010 count. Whatever, acorn, crooked ass. And Port St. Joe, Florida. Never heard of that place before, and I'm down here in Tampa, Florida. An adopted teen who has lived in Port St. Joe, Florida, since she was 3, faces possible deportation to England for refusing a vaccination. She and her mother say, Simone Davis, 17, said she has no need for the vaccine, Gardasil, which guards against the sexually transmitted human papillomavirus. Because she is not sexually active. But the U.S. government requires female immigrants between the ages of 11 and 26 to receive Gardasil shots before they become citizens. Man, that's fucked up. It's crazy shit. Burglar wounds, newlywed. Police in Canada, Victoria police are appealing for the public's help in apprehending a man who stabbed and seriously injured a newlywed after he broke into her home. Jessica Ziarkin, 26, was awakened about 4 a.m. Pacific time by the sound of an intruder and confronted a man who then stabbed her in the leg, severing an artery. The woman's husband of less than a month heard her screams and grabbed the man, but let him go when he saw his wife bleeding heavily. And the depiction that they have, this dude looks so fucked up like they chopped his head off and shit or something. It is not a good description. Shouts out to the actresses who flashed drivers from the Vampire Diaries. Yes, your new actresses from the Vampire Diaries apparently had their drunk or coked out selves on I-75 over the overpass and flashed residents as they were going by, and that happened in Atlanta, Georgia. Yeah. Well, a man pranks 9/11 is arrested for rape. Wow. And with the last 90 seconds, I ain't even going to read that one. I'm going to read Deputy that lets Disney World worker uses his stun gun. Yes, this happened in Orlando, Florida. Officials say an Orange County deputy is under administrative review following reports that he gave his taser gun to a Walt Disney World employee who then socked a co-worker. The sheriff's office reported that Deputy Eric Jaros was working off duty at one of the park security offices when he let another person handle the device. This is the protection that you are under in your current world. Yes. So, we up out of here, man. This is soaking wet Saturday, you know what I'm saying? It's dried out a little bit. We can go out and, you know, do a little something in the world. So, that's what I'm finna go and do, you know, and do a little something in the world. I will. Please always remember, you know what I'm saying, stay blessed and unstressed. That is the only way to make it in this world. You know what I'm saying? And always remember that if anybody don't say that you the shit, then you ain't. But if they are, then be the shit, because I'm the shit. And it smells so good. That's why they call me DJ Smells So Good. Reckoning Game Entertainment, letting y'all know, man. You know? Hey.
Oh, yeah. Can you hear something in the air? I do, and it's me. Everywhere I go, people look at me funny. Maybe because I got bitches and money. Maybe because I got power and clout. But wherever I go, the people always shout out. Who farted? I farted. Who farted? I farted. Who farted? I farted. Who farted? I farted. Oh, yeah. Time for me to set the record straight and let you people know who farted. Well, I farted. You know what I'm saying? And when people ask you, who fought Ted? You better point at me and say, hey, it's him. He fought Ted.
This is another Dead Dog Record production.
Tell me
different about the girl you think I'm messing around. Oh, how can we hold our love, baby, hold our love down? Hey, baby, girl, got me thinking about leaving this time. Said I want to moan about it.
Pussy, you ain't getting no dick off of this hill, man. Your ass is impotent. If you don't know what the fuck that means, then goddamn look it up in the dictionary. I don't let you boy smell so good, man. It's breaking the game of the table. That's how we get it.
Come cut me up. Your face and your smile make the room sparkle up. Sitting back, looking at you, get naked, fucking up. Mommy, let's take a trip, coasting something big and sail off. Don't worry about them, cause it's sail off. Mommy, official is us. Our relationship is simple, honesty mixed with trust. Mommy, you come right on time, never late. Like a good neighbor, call you all day. Got your own car, got your own pad, hella bad. Outfit, match the shoes, plus the bag. Your friends say I'm cool with the crew, I'm bad news. Then let them silly chicks guide you. Just be ready when I slide through. Up all night, hanging out, wildin' with no curfew. She like me cause I'm in the game like EA Sports. Her up and down with no hands, it's fireworks. Different positions like that, all kind of sorts. Wet and moist, mommy, I ain't taking no shorts. Yeah, mommy, you can ride with me. You can chill, you can eat, yeah, it's all on me. You can drink, you can smoke, yeah, it's all on me. But we gon' be fucking tonight. Yeah, mommy, you can ride with me. You can chill, you can eat, yeah, it's all on me. You can drink, you can smoke, yeah, it's all on me. But we gon' be fucking tonight.
Mommy, I'm about to slide through. I'm riding on your side and I'm rolling down deuce. Mommy, I'm about to slide through. I'm riding on your side and I'm rolling down deuce. Girl, you seem so shy. Take a puff of this shit, gonna get high. Mommy, I got six zips, gonna get right. First we'll hit Wolf Chris, it's gorillas in the mist. Don't worry, shit, I got killers in this bitch. Go into the makeup room. I'll be in the kitchen with the chef, getting to take the boom. Tomorrow we can take a cruise in Cancun. Let's make a move. All day, Marvin Gaye on my corner tune. We can watch Martin on the iPod Nano. But really, my eye on the crack camo. Mommy, I'm the boss. You can take it off in the downtown loft. My enterprise taking off. Look in the sky, it's a bird. No, it's Juliet taking over like Metro PCS. It's Tampa, girl. We can go around the world in a camper, girl. Fuck pickup lines. Girl, get your behind in the 69 Vert. My air don't work, so you can take off your shirt. Get a tan on your fine complexion. You a dime with Jackson. Mommy,
Yeah, mommy, you can ride with me. You can chill, you can eat, yeah, it's all on me. You can drink, you can smoke, yeah, it's all on me. But we gon' be fucking tonight. Yeah, mommy, you can ride with me. You can chill, you can eat, yeah, it's all on me. You can drink, you can smoke, yeah, it's all on me. But we gon' be fucking tonight. Yeah, mommy, you can ride with me. You can chill, you can eat, yeah, it's all on me. You can drink, you can smoke, yeah, it's all on me. But we gon' be fucking tonight. Yeah, mommy, you can ride with me. You can chill, you can eat, yeah, it's all on me. You can drink, you can smoke, yeah, it's all on me. But we gon' be fucking tonight.
Mommy, I'm about to slide through. I'm riding on your side, now I'm rolling down Duke. Mommy, I'm about to slide through. I'm riding on your side, now I'm rolling down Duke.
Yeah, if y'all feeling that shit, you know what I'm saying? Hit my boy Justice over all up in ATL, you know what I'm saying? But he's still at that 813-433-6409, you know what I'm saying? Representing TAMPA, FLA all day, Mr. Snail, so good.